Today, at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, David Hicks becomes the first of more than 600 detainees allowed to see a lawyer. Hicks, who is Australian, was taken into custody in Afghanistan and will be tried by a military tribunal. In an unusual deal between the U.S. and Australia, he's not expected to face the death penalty if convicted. His civilian lawyer, fellow Australian Stephen Kenny, will assist with his defense. Kenny says his first priority is to determine his client's condition.
What you need to realize is that he has been in a cage now for almost 2 years, and we understand the last 6 months he has actually been in a form of solitary confinement. So I'm extremely concerned about his mental state and just how able he will be to provide us with instructions.
Why do you think he's the beneficiary of Pentagon action? A lot of others have had no movement in their cases.
Well, it may be that we have been agitating on this matter in Australia for a very long time, and that we have also commenced proceedings in the United States almost 2 years ago, which has finally made it to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court of the United States has agreed to hear whether or not the American courts have jurisdiction over Guantanamo Bay, and it may be that the authorities are very keen to have at least some process in place for David when the matter is argued in the Supreme Court in March.
David Hicks will face a military tribunal. How will the tribunal be different from an ordinary court of law?
The most significant fact in the ordinary court of law is that strict rules of evidence apply. Those same rules do not apply to the military tribunal, and indeed the military tribunal is not even following, for example, the United States court-martial rules of evidence.
When do you expect it to be held?
I have been given no indication of when any trial is likely to commence.
What information do you have about him and how he ended up where he was?
Briefly, he developed an interest, I think firstly in Afghanistan, from the family tell me that he read a book on the Silk Road and had a very keen interest in it. And later he developed an interest in the Muslim religion, and I think the combination of the two led him firstly to Pakistan, where he came into contact with people who run the religious schools there. And there has been a tradition of those religious schools providing fighters for, I think originally the Mujahideen and more recently the Taliban. And I think that's the route that he has essentially followed.
Do you know whether or not he fired at American troops?
No, I don't, but my understanding is that no American troop was killed or captured prior to the arrest of David Hicks. So he certainly has not injured any American.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Stephen Kenny represents Guantanamo Bay detainee David Hicks.